Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome.
This is another great episode of a Major Win podcast. As always, I'm Clint Wynn.
And I'm T Majors.
And we are happy to be here with you. We got an exciting podcast. Today, we are going to talk about how we see life and how we all have different views on that stuff. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Man, I am so excited to be back.
Yes.
Majors, I don't know about you.
I am too.
I love doing these with you once a week.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Especially
the conversations before.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be a way.
We spill the tea a little bit before we start the podcast, y'all. And it is a blast.
It's therapy. I had a therapy session, y'all.
For sure.
It was a total therapy session.
And it is a thing where we set a time that we're going to get together.
Yes.
And we know it'll be at least an hour before we actually start.
Literally 11:15. 11:15. And it's 12:35 right now. And we were supposed to get started a while ago. You are so right. That was a therapy session. So charge me.
I'm expensive, so.
Yeah.
So listen, what have you been up to since last time we got together?
The last time we got together is, let's see, working out, so definitely that.
Okay.
Sitting on my new concrete patio.
Oh, yeah, your new concrete patio is coming together.
Yes.
Y'all.
Yes.
She is so excited about this
patio.
Oh,
my gosh.
That's all I've heard about for 2 weeks now is this, this patio. So when it's done, I'm going to have to definitely go see it.
Yes. Yeah, please.
Every detail I have heard about this.
And you're going to keep hearing it too. And then, another coach of ours, like a friend of ours, we're going to plan a golf outing.
Yes.
You got to get ready. I'm going to tell y'all, full disclosure, I don't know how to play golf, but I'm going to be driving a car. Yeah, we're going to see how that goes. And just get ready for the funniness and the thrills.
Maybe we'll do a little
we have to.
From the golf.
Oh, my gosh. We have to. I do not know how to golf. And every time I try to say something to my nephews who golf about putt-putt, it's like, ooh. It's like a cuss word. How dare you say putt-putt.
No. I love golf. I played golf. I played golf yesterday. I played putt-putt 2 days ago.
Okay.
So I'm not like that.
Do you use a driver with a putt-putt?
No, you do. You do not use the little.
What's a tire iron?
A tire iron. Oh my.
Is that?
Y'all. Maybe I won't go to this.
Isn't that Caddyshack?
I won't go.
Is Caddyshack
to,
with
yes,
it?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
No. I love golf, and you know what? Golf is interesting because it has much like baseball.
Okay.
It has a lot of like unwritten rules and things that you do and you don't do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you talk to those golf purists, which it sounds like maybe you said your cousins or
my nephews.
Your nephews
and my brother,
might be some golf purists. Where some of that stuff they just don't tolerate.
Yes, they don't. Oh, they don't tolerate. But speaking of that with baseball, I'm going to go back because you see how we get off. We go
it's
on the service road.
It's easy.
Do you remember last year we went to the baseball game?
I do.
And I kept asking questions about stuff. And folks were getting so frustrated with me. Just watch the game, Majors. Oh, my gosh. I was like, well, I just want to know. Like,
that's
I want to be knowledgeable about it. And so folks thought I was just being the annoying little sister. And I was like, so what does, like RBI in? Why does it have to be? Why are we singing the national anthem in the middle of the game?
Right.
Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, and that's that thing, man. You talk to those baseball. I love baseball, but I'm definitely not a baseball purist.
Yeah.
There are so many nuances that go along with baseball. And like a couple years ago, I learned that people sit while they watch the game and keep score on it like a score card where they track strikes and how they struck out or got out. And I learned how to do it. And so I sat and did it for a few games. And I will tell you, it was kind of fun. But there are just so many small things about baseball like that. And we've got some close friends that are very – we have a friend actually who works for the Rangers organization.
Right.
You know, she also has a bit of that baseball purist mentality, and which I get it because she's in there every day.
Right.
And sees all of it and talks about all of it. And so, but yeah, baseball and golf, man, they have their super fans. And
I'm going to learn.
You know, it's funny that we're talking about this coincidence.
Coincidence. You see how I tie that in? You see? You hang with your girl.
The big news, you might have seen this. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the big news here recently on all the news outlets that are at least talking about a little bit is the PGA, which is like the main golf group, the
Professional Golf Association.
Right? It split a year or two ago into a second group called LIV. There was a big discrepancy. People were upset because a lot of the great golfers were going over to LIV because they were throwing a lot of money at them.
Okay.
And all this stuff. Well, as of like a day or two ago, they're going to merge.
Ah.
And so all those people who were upset were like, see, I told you it shouldn't have happened. And so it's been kind of a big
news
thing.
Is it like
a
merge with WCW and like Vince McMahon, WCW?
I guess kind of. Yeah,
or,
I guess
okay,
that's,
like,
you can tie it together
that.
But the big talk, and I would like to hear your opinion on this. Again, y'all, this is not part of what we said we were going to talk about.
Seriously, and nothing that we talked about before. I promise you what we talked about before.
But, you know, when they created this LIV, the way that they were kind of getting these golfers to leave PGA, because the PGA is so historical and it's that's the golf, that's the game, was they were just throwing money, just crazy money at these golfers.
Okay.
And so you can't blame those guys for going.
Right.
Because, I mean, you can play in the PGA and win $4 or $5 million after three or four tournaments.
Okay.
Or you can just sign on just to play golf with LIV and get $50 million.
That's it?
$50 million.
That's it?
And obviously you win more if you win the tournaments.
Okay.
But they were given signing bonuses like crazy. So here is what kind of the big news on all of this is Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a rumor that LIV offered Tiger Woods $800 million.
Stop playing.
Come join LIV. And he said no. Because Tiger Woods doesn't need money.
No.
He is not hurting for money.
No.
Well, he said no, stayed with the PGA. Now, he's been injured, so he hasn't played a ton.
What's wrong with him?
You know, he got in a car wreck, and I think there's been some residual stuff with that knee and back. And I think he might have even re-injured something, an older injury. But he hasn't played a ton. But listen, he declined $800 million, and now they're merging.
You wouldn't have to ask me twice about 800 million. You wouldn't have to ask me twice about 800,000.
And so
people
are just going, that stinks because he could have gone a year ago, got 800 mil, and now a year later been back to the PGA where he
I would put a neck brace on. I would put some Icy Hot on it. What's that movie? Spray some Windex on it and keep it moving.
Well, like a lot of people that I've talked to about this have said, you know, Tiger doesn't need the money because at some point, I don't know what that point is.
But at some point,
you got to get to a place where you go, look, money's not a thing that I need.
Uh-huh.
I have plenty of that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure that's kind of where he is.
Man, put that neck brace on and that Icy Hot and get out there and swing. Go ahead.
So, look, that's just kind of been ruling the news that I have been seeing lately. You know, that's ESPN.
Yes, it is.
And I will say that I've even seen it on, they had a TV up playing somewhere. I don't remember where it was. But it was on an actual news station.
Exactly.
Where they talk about world news, not sports news. And they were talking about it. So it's been kind of at the forefront here. Last few days.
And PGA, if you want to sponsor
us. Please. Not LIV.
Tiger Woods, if you listen, we like some of that $800
million. Yeah, and whatever you need, we'll have you
$8.
On the podcast. We got
$80,
you.
$800. Thank you very much.
So.
We're talking about coincidences.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yes, coincidences.
Yes.
Okay, so y'all, first of all, thanks for all the support. We're still going to go on the coincidence and email us.
Yes. Shoot us an email. We said in our episode 4 to email us your craziest coincidence story and send it to us on Gmail, which is amajorwin@gmail.com.
Yes.
You can send us a message on Facebook. You can hit us up on Instagram. Send us those. And we've already got a couple now. We just dropped, but we're recording this a lot faster than
yes,
we anticipated.
Yes, summer hours.
Yeah, it's summer hours. So. We've only gotten a handful. We'd like to get several.
Yes.
And share a lot of those on our podcast. So send those to us so we can share. But you said
this is a coincidence.
All right, let me
hear
it.
And I thought about this driving home. I said, why did I not think about this? And I know when this person hears the episode, the coincidence episode, they were going to text me. So I was like, I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
This is with a mutual friend of ours.
Okay.
Elizabeth Hostin.
Oh, okay.
So,
love Elizabeth Hostin.
Okay, so, and I've told this story before.
Okay.
So, it's when I decided to go to grad school. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I should go to grad school or not. I don't know. I've already started teaching, whatever. And so, I signed up to go to grad school. You don't sign up, you know, whatever.
Right,
go to grad school. And I still was like, I don't know if I should go. True. I still, and we've all been in that situation.
Yep.
Even when, whether it's buying a car, you're still in the car, you're mm-hmm. driving it. I don't know if I should buy it. Anyway, so I enrolled in DBU, and I remember walking up the hill with my backpack on in August 2009. Okay. So, you know, yep. So I'm in the classroom, and I walk in, and there's this professor, and I sit in the back, and she's taking roll. And so she goes to everybody, and the whole time I'm thinking is, man, her accent sounds so familiar.
Okay.
Like, man, and so I wasn't paying attention. I'm doodling, whatever, and everybody's talking. She's like, everybody tell me your name, where you're from, and blah, blah, blah. And so everybody's going around, and I'm doing like, okay, here we go again.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me your name. So, okay. So I'm fine. I'm the last one, and she goes, you in the back. She's like, tell me your name, where you're from. And I said, you know, my name is Timmy Smith, and I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. She said, wait a minute. I'm from Lexington, Kentucky. And so I pipe up, and I'm like, are you really? She said, yes. I said, oh, my gosh. And she said, where did you go to high school? And I said, I went to Henry Clay High School. She said, I went to Henry Clay High School. I was like, oh, my gosh. And right then and there at Dallas Baptist University, and our mascot at Henry Clay High School was the Blue Devils. And we start singing in the Baptist College the Blue Devil theme song. And so all these kids and everybody, not kids, they're looking right at us in the Baptist College. I mean, it was so funny.
That's awesome.
All that being said, I'll sum this up. Come to find out, not only the biggest coincidence is that we went to the same high, not at the same time.
Right, right.
But her mom and my mom sat together in the choir. We went to the same church.
Oh, my goodness.
And when my father passed away, her family, her mom and family came over to the house when my father passed away.
How about that?
And her brother and my brothers went to high school together as well. Is that not
that is
the
crazy.
Biggest coincidence
yeah, that is the-
of coincidence? And then she was my principal, and I was her AP, and it was in literally, and that whole thing was a coincidence as well. That was just something of a coincidence.
That's
of a coincidence.
Crazy.
Is that not something?
Yeah. I mean, and I love those, especially the ones where you're not home.
Yes.
And you're so far away. It's
yes.
Just like your story, and you told it on the last one about being in Mexico.
Yes.
And running into someone.
My cousin. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that is just crazy, and I love that. And I'm sure some of you listening have stories to match. So hit us up.
Send us
a message.
Please do. Please
tell
do.
Us your craziest coincidence story, because we want to hear it. Because we have just, I mean, since we started, came up with the idea to talk about that on the podcast, we have shared 100
yes,
with each other
yes.
of different coincidences and stories that we've had. And so we want to hear yours. So listen, today,
we're
going to talk about
nothing that we talked about before we started recording.
Yeah, yeah. None of that.
That's my therapy session.
That this is about, we were having a conversation about just life in general and,
right.
and day-to-day stuff and our routines and all that stuff. And we started talking about how it's so funny how what's normal to me isn't normal to you.
Exactly.
And isn't
exactly.
normal to that person.
Exactly.
And how we all have these different views of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, it's such an interesting topic because it also lends into kind of not just our work, because it definitely
exactly.
leads into our
exactly.
work, but all work and really everything you do in your life, mm-hmm. because everybody's got the same, we're all in the same thing, but it's, we've
this
seen
thing just, called life.
Yeah. The thing called
yes.
life that we all just see so differently. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that today.
Okay. What's on your mind?
And so here is kind of the first time that registered with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So when I was probably in high school, I had, you know, you have all your buddies and your
yeah.
friends that you hang around with. And I had a close group of friends that I hung around with a lot. I remember, I will remember this forever. I don't know why it's not,
right.
but it just forever will stick with me. But
it's not a tearjerker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
So don't get your Kleenex so bad. It's I.
We all wanted to go to a concert.
Okay.
Now this was back before you bought your concert tickets online. You had to go to
the kiosk.
And stand in line.
Right.
And so we decided, hey, we're all going to spend the night at one house.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to go to get in line. The place opened. I want to say the place we were going to get in line opened at like 7. So we said, let's get there around 4:30 or 5.
Okay.
And so we
like said, a Black Friday camp. Yeah, yes, yeah,
essentially. Exactly. So we said, let's all stay at one place so we can all just get in one car and go up there.
Exactly.
And so we spent the night at a buddy's house. We were, it was finally like midnight. We're like, okay. Let's go to bed because we got to get up. And so we go to lay down and probably 30 minutes in, and I don't sleep well outside of my home. I still don't.
Really?
To this day.
Even on vacation?
I mean, the first night, I'm usually not very good, but after the first night, I'm okay. Oh, I don't know why. Wow. It's just like being used to your bed and your pillows. I don't know what it is. But so I was having a hard time falling asleep. His mom starts vacuuming at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And so much so that she's like banging it into his door.
Stop playing.
And we're all trying to go to sleep. Boom. Boom, boom, hitting the door with his vacuum. And I said, hey, man, what's happening? And he's like, my mom, she's vacuuming. He yells out, Mom, stop.
Yeah.
We're trying to go to sleep. And she's like, oh, you'll be fine. At that moment, it dawned on me that this was just very normal for him.
Right.
But it was so unusual to me because my parents were very much get up super early.
Right.
And they go to bed early. And
exactly.
So, my dad was a coach. I've talked about that in the past. And so, you got to get up early for football practice and all those things. When you start getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, by 9,
you're dilated, open. Right.
So,
you're tired.
And so my parents were always, they were in bed by 10 or 10:30.
Exactly.
And so to be at a place where his mom not only is still awake at
she's
1
vacuuming.
A.m., she's vacuuming.
The Hoover is hoovering.
She's doing day-to-day.
The Hoover is hoovering, yes.
Day-to-day chores and stuff. And so that really piqued my interest to start like just asking people, what, and when you're a young kid, you spend the night at friends' house and stuff, but nothing ever, you go to bed before the parents do anyway when you're young.
Exactly.
But now we're finally to an age where you go to bed when you want to go to bed and you start to recognize, hey, what's normal to me is not normal,
to
everybody.
Exactly.
Everybody doesn't eat dinner at 5:15. And now I very much appreciate that about my dad.
Yes.
Because as a teacher, we're given this is your specific lunchtime.
Yes.
And I will tell you the last couple of years I have had first lunch, which means I'm eating lunch at 11:15.
Yes.
11:15.
Brunch.
Exactly.
Brunch. Yeah.
And so by 5 o'clock, I'm starving.
Yes.
And so I can appreciate, that was kind of our schedule at our house. And so it's just so funny. And you and I got to talking about, and even now, as an adult, what I think is normal, our normal life is
different
from what you see as a normal life.
Yes.
And you brought up the good point of, and you kind of tied it to, because I told you, everybody, she's been my mentor for a long time. But she kind of tied that to a really good teaching moment for me in that, you never know what people have going on at home and what's normal for them. Or what isn't normal for them.
Exactly, exactly.
And so when kids come to school and act a fool or do stuff, you were like, you got to consider all the things.
Yeah, there's a lot of other pieces.
And so it's very interesting. And so I'd like to hear your take because you gave it to me once. This was several years ago. But I thought it was great. But kind of tell me your thoughts on that.
I want to ask you a question. Was your friend's mom, was she a nurse?
Good question.
I have so many layers to
why was the Hoover. She was a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
But his dad
worked
the late shift. So he didn't get home till 2 in the morning.
Okay.
So she's just staying up to see her husband.
Okay.
And they would eat dinner together at 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Or whatever meal they called
it.
And then they'd go to bed together. Everybody else does.
Yeah.
It's just later in the day.
Exactly.
And they would sleep later in the morning.
Okay. So that meant that she wanted the house clean before he got there?
It's just like we all do. We have chores and we take care of those. And then before we get to dinner time, and then you spend time with your spouse or your family or whoever.
Exactly.
And you eat and you do those things. And then you go, okay, it's time for bed. And that just happened for them.
Yes.
7 hours later than most of us.
Yes.
And this seemed odd. Yeah, it just seems off to me because
odd.
That's not what I grew up with.
Yeah. That's very different for you.
Yeah, for sure. I was blown away. It seems silly to be blown away by that. But I just thought if my mom was vacuuming at 1 o'clock in the morning, I would be getting up to check on her and be like, "Hey, what's wrong with you? What's going on?"
Right.
That's not like a common thing. And so that it just blew me away. But when you and I talked about it, you had such a great point of like
you just never know.
You don't know.
You never know what someone else is. I think this is also twofold of this conversation of yes, what's normal for you and normal for me. And also you don't know what the reason behind the why is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You just never know the reason behind the why on that. And I'm thinking about some things with me that wouldn't be normal for somebody.
Sure.
Or even some simple stuff, just like even before COVID, when people taking their shoes off and coming into right. somebody's house, just the majority of the people in my family, you just take your shoes off coming in. And I know I've always done that just because being in a school and other places, I know what my feet go through and right, my shoes. Right. And I don't want to trudge all y'all the
Yeah.
So, you know, and just doing that within itself, you know,
sure.
just that within itself. Another thing that people probably think is that normal? The relationships with family members.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Like, okay.
That's another good one we talked about.
Yes, because my cousins and I and my nieces and nephews, we're very close.
Sure.
We're in my aunts. Okay, we're all very close-knit. And so to see us all, it's very normal to say, hey, I'm going to go and hang out with three of my aunts today.
Right.
I'm going to go to brunch with my aunts.
Right.
Or I'm going to go to me and my niece coming to brunch with me and some of my friends.
Sure, sure.
That's very normal. But to someone else, it's like that's your niece and that's
right.
your son or
right.
that's your aunt or that's just how
sure.
it is.
No, I get that.
And
totally.
And when after the nuance of all that's gone, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
kind of cool. Or the proximity of how many family members I have that live near us.
Sure.
That too. But it's just how it happens.
Right, right.
And it's so, and it's really, I like it because I don't know how it would not be.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. You know, that's what you're used to.
Yes.
Yeah, no, yeah. I totally understand that.
I don't know how it would not be.
To tie it into just life and the things that we talk about or try to talk about on this
yeah.
podcast is that sometimes we lose sight of that.
Yeah.
That we don't all have the same experience. And so when we have this, that, or the other, and I hate to continue to tie it back to school, but that's what I know
yeah.
best, is when a kid comes to school and they're normally a great kid
yes.
and they start acting out in class and causing problems and you go, what is happening? That something's changed so much for you.
Uh-huh.
And usually when you talk to that kid, it's some big upheaval at home, whether it be
yeah.
mom got a new job and she's working a different shift or parents are getting divorced or as little as.
No, there's not medicine. I didn't take my meds.
I don't have my meds.
Yep.
New baby is
yep.
crying all night
yep.
at the house.
Yep.
All these things. And so sometimes it's easy for us as people to lose sight of the fact that we all have such different experiences.
Yes, yes,
and
that's true.
Even though, and I will say that you are a champion of this, and I mean this as a positive thing, of that when you're going through something, it's you can't hardly tell. Like if now I've known you long enough now
right.
that I
that there was one
that
week
think,
that I
yeah,
that
yeah,
I
yeah.
broke. I was like,
there's a few times,
yeah.
in the 10 years, almost 10
yes.
years that we've known each other,
yes.
that I could tell that maybe a normal person
it
just
was,
as an acquaintance would know. And
obvious.
The same for me, probably. But a lot of people are really good at hiding
the
that
mask.
Fact.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Especially if it's something that maybe you might be a little embarrassed of. You're
uh-huh.
definitely not going to just blast it out to the world to
exactly.
know. And so we all have things that happen to us in a day, and we get frustrated. And
yeah.
I'm guilty of this, of going somewhere and waiting a little long in line
uh-huh.
and getting so frustrated with the situation and not considering all the factors.
All the factors, yeah.
You know.
Yes, that's so true. And I think about also your the perspective with the kids and mine too. And also I think about the big humans, the adults, you know, and surveying the land
right, right.
with that and how they – What happened before they crossed the threshold?
Sure.
What happened
sure.
before they crossed that threshold, and what can I do to make it better for them?
Right.
To be productive during the day, and then you know afterwards. So it all taught also goes back to being gracious and kind.
Sure.
Being
yeah.
and extending that. and what you can do to make it better.
It's beyond the kids. It's just everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what's happening and what they're going through. And it's just like you always say, that you have to approach everybody as if something's not something's wrong, uh-huh. but there could be.
Yes.
And so you just got to keep that in mind. So if they do something that's frustrating to you, you just got to start thinking, well, maybe something's going on
yes.
that they haven't shared yes. with me, or maybe that they're not. And I had a little segment.
Yes.
One of the segments we were going to do today was, is it me?
Yes.
And it ties very well to this. And so I'm gonna kind of morph these two things together, because I had an experience yesterday.
Okay.
I thought, man, is this one of those is it me moments? But it feels like customer service has dropped off a little bit, I would say, since COVID.
Okay.
And I think that's probably true.
I would say, yeah.
And here is a brief summary. I won't give you the full story, but a brief summary of what happened was mm-hmm. we ordered food from one of our favorite places.
Okay.
And I went and picked it up. They gave me my bag, and you know, post COVID, they staple it shut.
Yes.
And they put little stickers on it yes. to show that it's fresh and clean. And,
yes.
And so I didn't think anything of it. And I have never been the person to check my order.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because there's some people that will sit and go through and make sure everything's there.
Pick me. I do.
Okay. I have not ever been that right. person to do that. I probably should. Uh-huh. But it's not disrespectful or anything to do that.
No, it's not. It's just for accuracy.
Yeah, sure. But I have never been somebody to do that. So I get home with this food that we were very excited about, because like I said, it's our favorite place.
Yes.
And it was the wrong order.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called up there and said, hey, I got the wrong order. I picked up my food. I opened it up when I got home. It was the wrong order. And come to find out that my order had been lost.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't even have my order. So this was not only was not my food, they never got my order.
Mm-hmm. You know, people right now are having suggestions on what you should have done.
Oh, for
sure. You know,
sure.
people right now are like, you should have
done. For sure. Yeah. And so I called and I talked to people. And here's what bothered me. And the guy was nice. The manager that I talked to was nice.
Exactly.
But you know what? They never offered to fix it. It was never offered to fix the issue. It wasn't, hey, come back up here, and when you get here, we'll have your order ready.
Okay.
No problem. Because I paid in everything. Like, mm-hmm. I already paid online. And it would be simple for them to create the order and give it to me when I get there. That was never offered. It was just like, hey, I'm sorry. And that felt a little off to me. When I was telling you the story, like in true major fashion, she said, but you know what? Have you ever had an issue before? And I said, well, no. And she said, well, you know, consider all the things. Could that have been something going on? Was the person who encountered you first at the restaurant, was that their first day?
Right.
Was something going on?
That's right.
And so it's one of those things where she's very good at this, tying all the things
back together,
bringing everything back around in full circle to this moment of me feeling like being frustrated with the situation, because it was a 25-minute drive to go to this place.
And you were the reason why you wanted the sushi was to celebrate something with your wife and to do something
correct.
Really
she
nice.
She had a great accomplishment.
Yes, for
right,
Holly.
Right.
And so that was why. And I will tell you, so I was asking Wynn, I said, so tying it back also with customer service and COVID, I said, so in being kind and gracious, so you're the customer, so you love this place. Y'all been going there for you know, years, decades.
Yes, years.
And then so, so with that being said, as a loyal customer, to make it better, number one, you're going to check your name when you go back.
Right.
If you're going to order online, make sure you check your name and make sure they have your name. And then also chalk it up to, okay, I know that I'm going to ask for my name. And then you never know what's happened before.
Sure.
And then whoever was there, you know, okay, I'm going to check it when I check the bag when I'm there.
Right.
I'm just going to unstaple it and check the bag when I'm there as well, because every business, every person has a day.
Absolutely.
And everyone wants to hit that reset button and give grace and be like, man, I had that day. Because I always think I would want somebody to do that for me.
Give me that same. Yeah, absolutely.
I would want somebody to throw me that same kind of like, well, yo, I got it.
To that point, it feels like today, in today's world, people are very quick to be like, well, I'm never going back
to write
there
you
again.
Off.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that again. I won't eat there anymore.
Zero stars.
But like you said, I mean, we've eaten there. I mean, probably 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
That we've gone to this place and never once had an issue until yesterday.
Yes.
And like you said, it was frustrating because we purposely bought that food to celebrate an accomplishment, all that stuff, and then it come to find out it wasn't correct. And it would have been very easy for us to go, well, forget that.
Yeah.
We're not going there anymore.
I'm going to go somewhere else.
I'll find a new place.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. In today's world, people need to start finding a little more grace and giving people grace in that, you know what, that was an off day for them. I bet if we called today and ordered something, it would be fine.
Exactly.
And so you just got to keep those things in mind. And we want to tie that together in today's positive message.
Yeah.
Is that just keep those things in mind as you interact with everyone throughout your day, because you never know what their day reality whatever is. And I think that we all need to check that from time to time in our lives, because it's easy to get frustrated when things in today's world where everything's so quick. You get on your phone and order something and it's at your house that evening.
Exactly.
When something doesn't quite go the way it should, it's quite easy for us to get frustrated. And and we just need to remember that you know, it is what it is. And now if they have a few more issues moving forward,
then we got a new restaurant. We're going to be on Yelp and we're going to be looking at something else.
But one mistake, we won't say little because sometimes mistakes
are big. It can hinder the
further
effective immediately. Those services are no longer rendered.
but it's just one of those things. And we would hope that after you finish with this episode, that you might carry that into your days moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. And give us some grace and give us some love by following us on Instagram and Facebook.
Please.
Rate us. Make sure that you share us with a friend. Tell a friend. You can even tell your enemy. So hopefully you don't have a lot of enemies. But yeah. But hey, y'all, we appreciate y'all listening all the time. Thank you for telling everyone the text messages again. Shout out. Y'all are the best, and we always appreciate y'all by keeping a bulk. Keep winning in a major way.
Yeah, y'all keep winning in a major way.
Yeah.
We will see you next time.
Bye.